Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Wednesday, 13th of September, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index. In the last trading session, the BSE Sensex gained 94 points to close at 67,221, while the Nifty 50 declined for the first time in the last 8 sessions, down 3 points amid volatility at 19,993. The pivot point calculator now indicates that the Nifty may be taking support at 19,931, followed by 19,885. On the higher side, 20,081 can act as the key resistance level, followed by 20,127. US markets. US stock futures were little changed on Tuesday night as investors looked forward to the release of consumer price index data for more insights on inflation. Futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average inched lower by 6 points or 0.02%. S&P 500 futures also lost 0.02%, while Nasdaq 100 futures ticked up 0.04%. The major averages all posted losses during today's main trading session. The Nasdaq composite was particularly hard hit, declining 1% as tech names came under pressure. The S&P 500 fell nearly 0.6%, while the Dow was down less than 0.1%. Apple slipped 1.7%, weighing on the indexes, while Oracle notched its worst day in more than 20 years on the back of disappointing revenue and soft guidance. Wall Street's focus is now turning towards the August CPI report due on Wednesday morning, which will be Wednesday late night in India. Economists are estimating a 3.6% year-on-year rise in inflation according to Dow Jones. This would mark an increase from prior month's reading of 3.2%. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed as investors assess key economic data out of Japan and South Korea. South Korea's unemployment rate in August came in at 2%, which is its lowest since June 1999. Meanwhile, corporate confidence in Japan fell in September among both manufacturers and non-manufacturers, according to the Reuters Tanken poll. Confidence among large manufacturers slid to plus 4 from plus 12 in August. The non-manufacturers index dropped 9 points to hit plus 23 in September. Japan's Nikkei extended gains after a 3-day winning streak, opening up 0.23%, while the TOPIX also saw similar gain of 0.26% after the release of this data. South Korea's KOSPI inched up 0.14%, but the KOSDAQ was down 0.67%. Australia's S&P ASX 200 slid 0.5% in early trade. Now let's quickly go through some stocks in focus. Wipro. Wipro Holdings has transferred 100% shareholding in Wipro 4C NV to Wipro IT Services UK Societas effective 12th of September. The rationalization and simplification of the overall group structure is the objective behind the stake transfer. NTPC. The country's largest power generation company has completed the trial operation of Unit 1 of 800 megawatt capacity of Stage 1 Telangana Super Thermal Power Project. With this, the installed capacity of NTPC and NTPC Group has become 57,838 megawatts and 73,824 megawatts, respectively. Rights. The state-run transport infrastructure consultancy and engineering firm signed a memorandum of understanding with CFM Angola for cooperation in the development of railways and related infrastructure. They will collaborate in areas such as supply of rolling stock, railway infrastructure projects, repairing of rolling stock, and master planning. KEC International. The RPG Group company has secured new orders worth 1,012 crore rupees across its various businesses, including orders for transmission and distribution projects in India and Americas, and orders from new clients in the data center and FMCG segments in India. Tata Power. The company's subsidiary Tata Power Solar Systems has signed a memorandum of understanding with Small Industries Development Bank of India, SIDBI, to offer an easy financing option for MSMEs. They launched the Big Solar Fest, offering customized and innovative financing solutions with zero processing fees for solar loan. Oil prices. Oil prices jumped about 2% to near 10-month high on Tuesday on a tighter supply outlook and OPEC optimism over the resilience of energy demand in major economies. Brent futures rose $1.64 to $92.28 a barrel. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude rose 2.2% to $89.20 a barrel. Both benchmarks remained technically overbought for an eighth straight day, on track for their highest settlements since November 2022. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or the OPEC, stuck to its forecasts for robust growth in global oil demand in 2023 and 2024, citing signs that major economies are stronger than expected. OPEC's monthly report forecast world oil demand will rise by 2.25 million barrels per day in 2024. In today's Voice of the Day, we have Radhika Rao, Executive Director and Senior Economist at DBS Group Research. She talks about India's CPI inflation data and what it means for the country going ahead. Let's listen in.
August retail inflation eased to about 6.8% year-on-year from 7.4% in July, on a sharper than expected fall in vegetables in the month. Vegetables actually reversed course to decline 6% on month-on-month basis after a 38% rise in July. Now, this essentially contributed to almost all of the correction in the food costs. At the same time, there seems to be amongst the food segments a move from transient to sticky food pressures. Now, what we mean by that is that outside of vegetables, other segments, especially like cereals, rice and pulses, was up about 1.5% on the month. And with the acreage under Kharif sowing, pointing towards a shortfall in pulses, the price impulse here is likely to prove sticky. But away from food, core inflation continued to ease. It went down to about 4.8%, and the core, where we exclude transport and precious metals as well, fell to about 5%. Now, in terms of outlook, we do think that food inflation stands to benefit from administrative measures that have been put in place, which includes higher imports, export restrictions, better interstate supplies, release from buffers, for instance. This should bode well and keep inflation, September inflation closer to about 6%. Nonetheless, if we look beyond that, the rigidity in global oil prices is a concern. But we do think that this impact will be more apparent in the tradable sensitive WPI inflation, because the probability of a pass-through to consumer prices is low at this juncture, especially in a pre-election year. And the other risk that we're watching out for is possibility of the El Nino development and lower reservoir levels, which could impact the winter crop season, Rabi crop season, which starts later in the year. All of this suggests that inflation, while off peak, is still above target, and the inflation worries are far from over for the time being. In all for policy, with inflation evolving along expectations, but staying above target, we do expect the RBI MPC to remain on course to maintain a hawkish pause in October.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.